Good morning. Come on now, somebody, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. He's worthy of your praise. 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 Come on, just begin to lift your hands. Begin to magnify the Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy. Yes, he is. He's worthy. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah, Father, we bless your name. Father, we bless your name. Father, we bless your name. Father, less of us and more of you. None of us and all of you. Father, think through my mind. Speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against us will prosper. I'm going to say it again. No weapon formed against you will prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. I'm going to say it again. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus right now over this atmosphere. This atmosphere has been activated and energized by the blood and the anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. Father, we declare and decree that 5785 is our season of multiplied and abundant grace. Our glory. Come on now. It's our season of multiplied and abundant grace. I'm going to say it one more again. It's your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. 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 Hallelujah. We bless you. Father, we bless you. Oh, glory, we bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. I know someone. Come on. The Bible says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on now. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Come on. Come on. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. Hey, broko esha. Hallelujah. Come on now. He's worthy. Come on now. He's worthy. Come on now. Share the broadcast. Let your people know that the word of God is going forth this morning. Amen. Now listen. I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. I'll say it again. The word was with Elohim, and the word is or was Elohim. And you know what? We might as well just go there. Come on now. Grab your Bibles. Grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. Let's go to this word. Amen. Now listen. We are in our new season, which is 5785, and I know what you're saying, but it's still 2024. No, that's man's calendar. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, or a time to sow, and a time to harvest that which has been planted. You're in a new year. Rosh Hashanah came in between the days of October 2nd and 4th, okay? Now remember, God's time is different than man's time. God's time goes by the cycles of the moon, and I'll show you that in just a minute. Man's time goes by the rotation of the earth around the sun, okay? That's why it's called the Roman calendar or the Gregorian calendar, okay? Because it's not God's calendar, okay? So, 5785 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Okay. Now remember, Proverbs chapter 4, Wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. So when you understand that God begins everything with the word, okay, John chapter 1, look at it, John chapter 1, verse 1, okay? I'm going to put this right here in the comment right here. John chapter 1, verse 1, and then we're going to go to verse 12, okay? John chapter 1, verse 1, and then we're going to go to verse 12. In the beginning was the word, okay? So God began. He says, in the beginning was the word. Now, in Genesis, this is referring back to what God said in Genesis, Elohim, okay? Elohim, the creator, the father. He said in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created, okay? Creation starts in the mind of God. So in the beginning, or actually when God began, that's the real Hebrew real Hebrew text. When God began, okay? In the beginning was the word. Now, this word right here is a capital word. Now, in the English language, anytime we have a capitalized noun, or noun is a person, place, or thing, a capitalized person, place, or thing is talking about a specific person, not just anything, but this is the name or the title of this specific person, place, or thing. So his name is the Word. So in the beginning, the Word was with God, and in the beginning, the Word was God. So you can't separate God from his Word. Now I'll go down to verse 12. But to as many as received him, to those who receive what? Salvation. We call the word salvation because you're receiving him. You're hearing what he said. You're putting what he said in your heart. And then you are executing. You are doing what God said. That's how you receive the word, okay? So if you're, James said, don't just be hearers of the word, but be ye doers also. So when you really receive the word, you hear it. You put it in your heart, because David said, I hid thy word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And then you do it. Let this be a season. Let 5785 be your season of doing, executing what he said. Stop waiting for someone, for 20 million people to try to give you some prophetic word. When you hear from God, it's already done. Oh, come on now. Once God speaks, it's already past tense. It's already done. And he put everything that you need in that word. To as many as received him, to them gave he what? Power. This word power is a Greek word dunamis, which means his ability to become what? The sons of God. So first of all, your number one purpose in life is to stop being a servant slave to the enemy, to your own carnal cravings, and allow yourself to become the son of God that God created you to be. Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on now. Woo! Jesus is your brother, not your father. Oh, come on now. This is why Jesus said, the works I do, you shall do in greater works than these. Okay? God the Father does not want you to relate to him as some omniscient being. Yes, he is omniscient. He is all-knowing. He is everywhere at the same time. He is God, but he's first your father. This is why when they asked Jesus to pray, teach us how to pray, he said, okay, I'm going to teach you. Start your prayer with our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. The kingdom, what is the kingdom of God? Woo! Vinny, I'm glad you asked. I know you're listening. Okay, what is the kingdom of God? Here it is. Here's the breakdown. Let me show it to you. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. This is why we don't do things by man calendar. Yes, it is according to what we deal with doing our daily earthly basis. But God's spiritual heavenly calendar is 5785, okay? So, kingdom of God, God's way of doing things. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first what? The kingdom, God's way, okay? And his righteousness. What is his righteousness? His relationship. The Father came. The reason why Jesus said our Father, because he wanted you to relate to him as Father, to have a relationship, not being a subservient slave with no will. This is why he gave you a free will. Oh, my God. Woo! Then all these things shall be added. Let 5785 be your season of addition. Now, the kingdom of God is built on Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So when you understand that we are in this 5785, this Moadim, this season of multiplied and abundant grace, and we're going to go there. Amen. So I want you to get this in. And okay, okay, because tonight we are already in what's called the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay, we are in this set time. It's an appointed time, meeting in place when God says, come meet him. Okay, we've already gone through Rosh Hashanah, which is God's new year. That's what Rosh Hashanah means. And from Hebrew, okay, Rosh Hashanah is the Hebrew term, which means the new year, God's new year. Okay. So now we are in what's called the Feast of Tabernacles, and we're going to go here because God says, okay, Deuteronomy 16, okay, he says, come into my presence three times in the year. Okay, here we go. Are you with me? Someone type it is so. Come on now, get this, get it. I want you to get it because I'm going to show it to you. See, I don't just say something. I show you in the word. It's because my opinion can do you no good. Let's see what it says. Deuteronomy 16, look at verse 16. And it says, three times in the year shall all mankind appear before the Lord thy God in the place, okay? This is the appointed time, meeting, and place. In the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is Passover. In the Feast of Weeks, which is the Feast of Pentecost. We understand that at the Feast of Pentecost, in this season, God gave us the word, the power of all. Okay, us being with one accord, okay, one mind, one passion with God, okay? And now we are in the Feast of Tabernacles, okay? So these are appointed times. And it says, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. You never come to God without bringing something. Okay, we sing these songs. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, and we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Okay, the word says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. You always bring God something because you make the exchange of what you bring with what God has in his hand. And let me say it like this, because you're not going to God for what he can do, you're coming to God for who he is. Come on now. He is Father. He is Elohim. He is El Shaddai, the God who's more than enough. He is Jehovah Jireh, the God who will survive. This is who he is, okay? So whatever you need him to be when you need him, he already is. Oh, come on now. So now, God spoke that in this season, 5785 is his season of multiplied and abundant grace. So we are, it says, every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord. So we come into his presence, we bring an offering, we make the exchange, okay? Because these times and seasons of the Lord, these set times, these Moadims, okay, these are appointed times with God that God restores us. He refreshes us, he renews us, and he says, I want to make sure that everything in your life is brand new, never been touched, never been used. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody needs to give God praise for that, okay? So let's go here, okay? So 5785 is our season of multiplied abundant grace. So the five in the, because everything, to everything, there's a season and a time, okay? To God gives these numbers, everything that God says and speaks and does has significance. So five in the Bible and in Hebrew means grace, activation, and strength. The seven means completion, maturity, and conclusion. The eight means new beginning and transition, okay? And the divine mind, okay? So, but it's multiplied because we have two fives. Five times five is 25, and 25 means strength and power to go the distance. The two and the five is 2 + 5 = 7, which equals completion. The two represents witness and partnership, and the five represents grace, power, and strength. Are you getting this? Are you seeing the pattern of God? Woo! So the prophetic significance of this time and season. Okay. And let's see here. And we're going to use Romans chapter 5, verse 19 and 20 for time's sake. So we're going to go here. Let's just go here too. Good morning, Chet and Martha. Yes, that's right. It is so. Romans chapter 5. We're going to use verse 19 to 20. Okay. Romans chapter 5. Look at what it says. For by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous, or shall many be restored to the relationship with Father God. Okay. Verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Grace did multiply and come in abundance. Oh, come on now. The year and season of 5785, grace did much more abound. Grace will much more abound. Someone type, I receive it, okay? So when you understand this, okay, this season of multiplied abundant grace prophetically says this is will first be a season of divine grace and completion. The combination of the 5 and 7 points to a time of receiving God's grace for completing cycles and bringing divine fulfillment to the promises that have been spoken over your life, over your families, over nations. It'll also be a time of renewal and new beginnings. The presence of the 8 signifies that after a period of struggle or waiting, last season you went through some things. Okay, come on now, you went through some things. Psalm 66 says, we went through fire and through water, but you brought us out into a wealthy place. Come on now, woo! He brought you out into your wealthy place. Can I say it again? He brought you out into a wealthy place, a place of wealth and abundance. Good morning, daughter. This will be a time of restoration and renewal. But you must listen. My sheep hear my voice. Come on, somebody. Someone type, I receive it. Come on now. It'll also be the season of the power of your mouth, the pet. This is a time to be especially mindful of your words. I've taught you over and over again, be careful what you speak, because you were created in God's image and after his likeness. What you speak comes to pass. What you speak, you activate the power to speak what you say into existence. Oh, come on now. Let us create mankind in our image and after our likeness. How did God create everything? With his mouth. In the beginning, he said, let there be, and he saw what he said. So if I'm a son of God, if I'm a direct descendant of God, I have the same power. This is why Jesus said, the works I do, you shall do. So you must be mindful of what you speak. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Come on now. Speaking right now. I receive my multiplied and abundant grace now in Jesus' name. Come on now. Speaking right now. Speak it out of your mouth. I receive my multiplied and abundant grace. Come on, say it again. I receive my multiplied and abundant grace now in Jesus' name, and type, it is so. Come on now, do it right now. Come on, stay with me. Come on, get this. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So this will be a season that your prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra authority, releasing God's plan in the earth. This is why you must be with what you must be in alignment with God. Because whatever he shows you, when you speak it, Because the power of all opens up the windows and the connection of heaven to earth. It won't be, oh, it's going to take a month or 2 months or a week or whatever. As you're speaking it, it's coming to pass because he's given you his mouth in this season. Oh, come on now. God has given you his voice in this season. That's why the power of your mouth has been activated. Now, and it will also be a season of rest and preparation for greater work. The number 7 within 5785 highlights divine rest. Come on now. Woo! Divine rest. Some of you need some rest right now, which is not inactivity, but it's preparation. Just as God rested on the seventh day. This can and will be a season to rest in faith while God prepares the next phase of your life's journey. Come on now. Someone type, I'm resting in him. Come on now. I'm resting in God. Come on, I'm going to type it. I'm resting in God. See, when you begin to rest, okay, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and that are heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Come on now. Some of you in this time and season, he's changing things. All glory. Once again, he didn't create us to become servant slaves to a master. He created us as sons, his divine offspring. Psalms 82. Let's go here. Woo! Come on now. This must be for my daughter right here. Psalms 82. Look at what it says. Psalms 82. Look at what it says. Psalms 82. It's going to bless you. And I want you to begin to speak Psalms 82 over your life. Psalms 82. Look at verse 6, Psalms 82. Come on, get this, Psalms 82. Look at verse 6. I have said, you are what? God's. This word right here, little g, is Elohim's, divine ones. That you are my, oh, come on now. If he is God, if he is Elohim, and he created you in his image and after his likeness, then you are little Elohim. So come on now. And all of you are what? Children of who? The Most High. This phrase, the Most High, is a Hebrew word, El Elyon, which means Most High God. Because in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, he says, let us create Adam, mankind, in our image and after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion. The first thing he gave you as his offspring is his power and dominion over everything he created except one another. And when someone type it, I receive it, it is so. Type it right now. I receive it, it is so. Come on now. Are you getting this? Okay. Woo, come on now. So much. Oh, man, we got to go. Now, one more thing that I will say about today is that this will be a time and season that God activates and manifests Psalms 23 in your life. What does Psalms 23 say? Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. Come on now. Psalms 23 says, because remember, my sheep hear my voice. So this will be the season that you are going to allow yourself to become the sheep to the shepherd. This is what David did in Psalms 23. He says, the Lord, Elohim, Jehovah, is my shepherd. I shall not want. The real Hebrew text says, I shall not be in want. When you allow him to lead you and guide you into all truth, you shall never want for any good thing ever again in your life. But in this season, it shall be multiplied. Woo! It's your season of multiplied and abundant. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in what? Green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. See everything he's adding to you. He restores my soul. He gives you rest in your soul. Woo! I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Yea, though I walk through the valley. You're supposed to be walking through it, not staying stuck in it. Oh, my God. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a what? Table. We gonna eat in this season. Oh, my God. Woo! You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup, this is why it's multiplied and abundant. My cup runneth over. This will be the season that you have more money than month. This will be the season that not only will you have your check, but you have unexpected money coming to you. God's going to give you witty, inventive thoughts and ideas that cause you to have an overflow. You're going to be able to put your retirement up in this season. Oh, my God, I'm prophesying to you right now. You better receive it and sow a seed. You better sow your 5785 seed right now because we're getting ready to sow it right now. See, as I'm prophesying to you, if you sow the seed, God will manifest it now. Why? Woo! It's going to be your season that God restores it. I will restore. See, when you sow your seed into the word, you prepare a table before my enemies. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jehovah forever. It's your season right now. Come on, somebody. Woo! Come on now. You better receive it right now. As the word is being spoken, if you'll sow into that word, the Bible says, woo! That because of the anointing, yokes shall be destroyed and burdens shall be loose because of the anointing. The power of the voice of God, when you sow into it. Now he says, behold, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Seed time and harvest shall not cease. So now when you sow into the word as it's being spoken, now you're activating that word in your life. Come on, use the PayPal. Use the QR code. Use the Zelle at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L. Use the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. Sow your 5785 seed, your 15785, but use 5785. You're showing God that you heard, that you hid, and that you're doing what he said in the sea. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo! You can also do what in the word, what it says in the word, is called a prophet's reward, or it's called the teruma. When you put it into the hand of the prophet, okay, he says that, our glory, that the first of all first fruits, the first of all first fruits, you shall give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, the prophet, may cause, may speak, may prophesy the blessing to rest and remain in your house. When you give it into the hand directly of the prophet and priest over the ministry, I'm the prophet and priest over the ministry. You can use my Cash App at $MDBrian or my PayPal or my Zelle. But when you sow it into my hand, now you activate the mouth. Remember, the mouth is a part of 5785. I speak the blessing of the Lord makes you rich. I speak goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. I speak, God is preparing your table in the presence of your enemies, and your cup shall run over. I speak, he's restoring your mind, your soul. I speak, you're eating in green pastures. You're drinking from still waters. You shall never be in want again, ever in your life. Come on, so you see, Father, I thank you right now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Father, you said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. As they're sowing seed, I speak the blessing of the Lord makes them rich, and you add no sorrow. I declare and decree, it's their season of multiplied and abundant grace. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast, but listen, when the word hits you, sow seed into that ground. If you're receiving from this ground, if you're receiving things that are feeding you, sow into the ground, sow into the hand, and watch what God does on your behalf in this season. It'll be multiplied and abundant. Be blessed.
Thank you.